感谢主，让我们能够在这一个主日又再聚在一起。
Thank the Lord that we can once again gather on the Sunday.
很高兴看到东吴师也在我们中间。
I'm also glad to see our Pastor Du here with us.
我们这个感恩节实在是看见主自己在每一个团契都有不同的节目来，有的唱诗歌赞美主，有的做见证感谢神。
So this past Thanksgiving, we really sure see how the brothers and sisters, how God worked in all different fellowships, with their offering of song, singing of songs or plays.
那些见证我听的，我非常受他们的激励。
And giving out testimonies, and I was really encouraged by those testimonies.
回头看这一年神怎么样的在大事小事上带领我们过来。
And looking back on the reviewing this past year, how God led us through these major events or minor events.
这个过去的一年，我一直跟弟兄姊妹讲一个重要的题目。
And this past year, I've been sharing with this important topic with brothers and sisters.
这个大题就是讲到神的奥秘。
And the topic is about the mystery of God.
那这样一直讲过来，最近的大概九个大的题目，就是分题来讲的话，就是讲到福音的奥秘。
And so under that topic, for the most recent nine major topics, we've been sharing about the mystery of the gospel.
虽然我们都是靠着这一个福音得救的。
So even though we're all saved by this gospel,
但是并不证明我们对这个福音能够完全的了解。
But that does not prove that we have a complete understanding of this gospel.
所以保罗在他的书信里头，
And that's why Paul in his letters,
起码在他的以弗所书，在他的罗马书里面，
And in the book of Ephesians and Romans,
曾经要求在那边的弟兄姊妹为他祷告。
He once requested brothers and sisters in those cities to pray for him.
神的仆人请求教会为他祷告，就表示这是很重要的事。
And so when a servant of God requests that the church to pray upon, for him, it means something really important has been
happening. 祷告什么？
So what are the prayer requests?
求神给他口才。
That he prayed that God will give him eloquence.
给他一个敞开的门。
And an open door.
因为他讲这些话的时候，他人是在监牢里头。
Because when he spoke these words, he himself was in prison.
但是他里面有一个负担。
But yet he himself, he has this burden.
这个负担就是把他所传的这个福音能够把弟兄姊妹的心进到神在这个福音里面所隐藏的那一切的奥秘。
And that burden was that for this gospel that he shared that to could bring the brothers and sisters into the mystery of the gospel.
我不知道你们有没有为我祷告。
I don't know if you pray for me.
我相信你都为我的妻子祷告，因为她腿断了。
I believe you all pray for my wife because she broke her leg, her ankle.
但是旁边服侍的人一日子也不好过。
But also the person who's serving the other person is probably didn't have an easy time either.
对，所以特别需要大家的祷告。
So especially need everyone's prayer.
那在这个艰难的里头，我还要准备讲道。
And all of these things, I still need to prepare for the message.
常常不知所云。
Sometimes I don't know what to say.
因为我在思想这些事情的时候，就会被很多的事情打岔掉。
Because as I was concentrating on the topic, then I would be distracted by other things.
对，今天我要讲的
，But today I want to share
是特别讲到这一个苦，为什么人有苦难
？So the topic I want to share today is about why are there suffering.
这一个苦难我分了，今天是第三讲。
So today's the third topic on this, third message on this.
那我也不太敢问你们记得前面两讲是什么。
I kind of don't dare to ask whether you remember the first two messages on this topic.
第一讲我讲的是讲到苦难，我们平常在思想的时候，我们都认为，哎呀，为什么好人倒霉，坏人占便宜？
And so in the first message, we showed how oftentimes in our thinking, it's like, why is it that it seems the good people always suffer and then the bad people actually seem to prosper?
每次讲到苦难的时候，我们基本上都会有这一类的问题。
And so I feel like every time we talk about suffering, this particular topic always seems to come up.
但是我要让弟兄姊妹的眼目从我们自己的幸福与苦难绕着自己转，转不出来的。
But I want to remind everyone that if you keep on only focus on yourself and how you're suffering, how you are suffering or your happiness, you will never be able to understand this.
因为你发现我们在蒙恩的时候，我们常常就叫做忘记自己都信什么了，都不记得了。
And because you've discovered that oftentimes when things are going well, when you're blessed, you oftentimes even forget what your own beliefs are.
我们的土话叫做得意忘形。
And that is it's when things are going well, your true nature actually comes out.
那但是有的时候我们遭到不顺，打击，倒霉。
And but sometimes when we were experiencing difficulties,
那我们就变成消极，颓废，怨天又尤人。
And we become very passive, and we blame everything but ourselves.
对吧？这是我们人的常态。
And that's kind of our human nature at work.
所以当我摸到这一个题目的时候，我觉得我们的眼睛要从自己这个小圈圈突破出去。
And so I was thinking about this topic. I think we really need to not focus on ourselves, which is very small, but rather enlarge our eyes.
神要我们从他的角度来看事情，不要从我们这个小。小天地就像一个叫做井底之蛙，我们只看了天就这么一块。
And so we need to see things from God's perspective and not our own, which is very limited.
那所以我在第一讲里面我就讲到，真正受苦，其实你要看到圣经里面神向我们介绍他自己的时候，他说我是长期受苦的神。
And so, that's why in the very first message I share on this topic, we talk about how God himself said that I am God of constant suffering.
这句话是出现在出埃及记34章第六节的话。
So this is in Exodus chapter 34 verse 6.
我是耶和华，耶和华自我介绍。
So God himself introduced himself.
中文圣经还有一些英文版的圣经翻译到神自我介绍的时候，他说我就是我不轻易发怒。
And so in some Chinese versions and in some other version of English Bible, it talks about how God is slow to anger.
但是如果你去看 King James 这个版本的时候，
But if you look at the King James version,
他每一次翻到这个字，他都是翻成 long suffering。
But every time when you talk about this particular word, the King James Version translated to say use the word long suffering.
那你如果看这个字的时候，你就知道它的重点是讲到这一位耶和华神，他说我是一个长期受苦的神。
And so this is what we need to pay attention to. Is God when God talks about himself, he says he is a long suffering God.
这是非常稀奇的神的自我介绍。
This is a very amazing, very rare way to see God introduce himself.
第一个人把他写出来的就是摩西。
And so the first person who recorded this was Moses.
第二个人把他发现的是大卫。
And the second person to discover this was David.
而这些人为什么会发现神是受苦的神呢？
And so how come these people were able to discover that God is one who's long suffers?
或者说神怎么会向他们自我介绍的时候介绍我是一个受苦长期受苦的神呢？
Or why would God, when he introduced himself to these people, introduce himself as I'm a long suffering God?
我相信不是在他们快乐的时候神告诉他们的话。
I believe that God didn't say these words when these people were having a easy time or things are going well.
都是他们在最失意、最痛苦，而且是常年的痛苦，在那样的经历里头，神把他自己向他们打开了。
But rather, it's when after these people have went through long periods of suffering, a very low point in their life, then God introduce himself that way.
所以这是一个奥秘。
So that is a mystery.
为什么这位创造万有的神，他居然为着人来长期的受苦？
Why would God, the creator of everything in this universe, would suffer for man?
如果你忘了或者没有听过，请你到网上再复习一下。
If you've forgotten about that message, or you could go online to review.
第二个 message,
and the second message,
我就讲到神的儿子是一位受苦的神。
then we talk about the Son of God is also a God of long suffering.
那一段圣经就是出自于主在马太福音第十六章启示完他自己是谁，教会是什么之后。
And so this appeared in Matthew 16 after our Lord introduced, revealed himself who is and also who the church is.
那么在那一段圣经，主耶稣就称赞他的彼得这个门徒，因为使徒彼得在那个时候他做了一个宣告，然后耶稣就称赞他，西门巴约拿你是有福的，因为你刚刚所说的不是属血气的指示你的，乃是我天上的父启示你的。
And so this after he asked who his disciple was, and Simon Peter said that was the Son of God, and then Jesus praised him, saying that, bless you, Simon Barjona, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
所以他那个时候的自我感觉非常好。
And so after that, Peter was feeling great from
about it. 因为主耶稣终于在十二个门徒中间称赞你是有福的。
Because finally, the Lord blessed him in front of all the other disciples.
然后圣经说，从此以后，主耶稣才指示他的门徒，他要去耶路撒冷受许多的苦。
And it's only after that time then Lord Jesus revealed to his disciples that he will go to Jerusalem and suffer.
记得吗？
Remember that?
他对门徒说，我要去耶路撒冷受祭司长老许多的苦。
And if you remember, he mentioned that he will go to Jerusalem and suffer at the hands of the Pharisees and elders.
最使彼得跳起来非常不能接受的一句话是什么？
And so, what caused Peter to basically go nuts? And because there's one thing in there, one thing in there, what Jesus just said that he could not accept.
哪一句话？
What was it?
我要被杀。
And it was that he will be killed. He said that he will be killed.
然后他说，我第三天要复活。
And then he said, on the third day, I'll be raised up.
彼得马上跳起来。
And Peter jumped up immediately.
马上对主说，主啊，这事万万不能临到你的身上。
And he said to the Lord, may it never be.
有没有？
You remember that?
那主耶稣怎么反应呢？
And what did, how did Jesus respond?
撒旦退到我后面去吧。
He said, Satan, get behind me.
所以你就知道这一段对话是一个非常情绪化很高的一段对话。
So this exchange is very full of emotions.
前面称赞彼得是有福的。
So initially, for the first part, the Lord praised Peter, saying that you're blessed.
是他是有福，他得到父的启示。
So truly, yes, he was blessed, for he received a revelation from the Father.
就根据这个启示，主耶稣开始讲到下面有一条路来达到这一个启示的目标。
And after this praise, Lord Jesus then revealed a road, a path that leads to this end goal.
那条路是什么？
And what was that path?
必须去耶路撒冷。
And that is,he must go to.
在这条路上不是红地毯在那里铺着等着你。
And this path, this road is not paved with red carpet.
相反的是羞辱，是责骂，是鞭打。
And instead, it's full of rebuke and scourge.
如果停到这里也可以接受。
And if all things stop just right there, probably it's also acceptable as well.
因为反正你到耶路撒冷是要带领我们犹太人怎么样？做王啊，要把罗马政权推翻啊。
Because the whole reason to go to Jerusalem is to lead the Jewish people to revolt, to overthrow the Roman Empire, to become king.
做梦没有想到主耶稣下一句话他就受不了了，他说我要被杀。
Peter never dreamt of what the Lord said next, and that is, he said he will be killed.
那我们跟着你的人，如果知道你这个头头要被杀的话，我们何既知今日，何必？当初呢
？Because then they think about themselves. It's like, so if the leader of if our leader is eventually going to end up being killed, why should we even bother to?
对不对？虽然他讲我第三天要复活，那真是天晓得。我从来没有看过第三天复活的人，革命家。
Even though Jesus said that he will be raised up again on the third day, but who knows? Because Peter never saw anybody raised up.
所以彼得的心里是没有办法接受主耶稣这句话。
So in his heart, Peter could not accept what Jesus said.
事实，主耶稣是讲得非常的清楚。
But the reality was that Jesus said, made this very clear.
所以我的第二篇信息里面，我要让弟兄姊妹看到一件事。
So in my second message, I want brothers and sisters to see this thing.
要达到神救赎人的目的，把人带到那个荣耀的旨意里头。
In order for God to achieve His goal of salvation, to bring man into His glory.
在神的里头的第二个位格，神的儿子必须来到地上做人。
And it means that the Son of God must come into this world to become man.
而且他必须走过一条受苦的路。
And he must travel this path of suffering.
在这一条受苦的路，最后不但把我们从罪的里面释放出来。
And on this path of suffering, eventually, not only does it release us from sin.
借着他复活。
And through him, we resurrect.
就把那个得胜的生命释放给我们
and also gives us this victorious life.
凭着这一条路才有办法进到什么荣耀里去
and only through this path can we then enter into the glory.
所以主耶稣是讲了这一条到荣耀的路这个路却让彼得跌倒了
and so it's after Jesus has described this glorious path but it's because of this very pathPeter to stumble.
前面神所有的启示我们都很能够接受
So all the revelation that came before we could all accept
我们愿意承认我们需要耶稣基督的救赎
We're all willing to accept that, admit that we need a Lord Jesus salvation
但是难点在哪里呢
But the hard part
难点就是后面这条路我们觉得主耶稣啊 你千万不能走
And the hard part is that we felt that the road that comes afterwards, Jesus, you must not go.
对吧
Right?
同意不同意
You agree?
我们从心里面跟彼得的想法是一样的。
So in our heart, we had the same feeling as Peter.
但是主说
But yet the Lord said,
人若要救自己
If man is to save himself,
就失去你的魂
You will lose your soul.
人若为我和福音失去你的魂
But however, if you for my sake, you lose your life and your
soul,
your soul,
你就得着你的生命
you will then receive your life.
这句话是非常重要的一个话语
So this is a very important message.
但是没有几个人听得懂
But not that many people can understand this.
对不对？这句话是很奇怪的一句话。
So it's a very interesting message.
你失去你的魂，就得着你的生命。
If you lose your soul, you'll receive your life.
但是你要救你的魂，你就失去你的生命。
But if you want to save your soul, you will lose your life.
所以你就会发现，整个的问题是在哪里。
So you discover that the key to all this,
soul 这个字
is in the word soul.
就是这个魂是今天神在我们身上最难的部分。
And that means that the soul is the most difficult part that God has to deal with us.
我们的魂是什么
deal with us. So what is our soul?
呢？意志、情感与思想。
So it's our emotions, our minds,
and our
will.
Our will. 对，这三个部分就组成你、我、我们这个人，就是在这里是我们的强点。
And so these three things compose us.Us,
那我们都是要救我们自己的。
And so we all want to save ourselves.
但是这个救恩它的奥秘就在这个点。你要救自己，你就失去了自己。
But that's where the mystery of the salvation is. If you want to save yourself, you will lose your.
但是你肯为着福音，为着神失去你的魂，哎，你就得到了，你就救了你的灵魂，你的生命。
For the gospel and for God, if you're willing to lose your soul, then you'll be able to save your life.
这个叫做 paradox， 英文。是这个字了，但是中文要怎么翻呢？是非而是。
So this is a paradox.
听起来是错的。
It's、because on surface it appear when you listen to it, it seems sounds like it's incorrect.
对不对？你要爱自己，救自己，你就得救了。这样你我们就同意了。
Because you feel normally, the logic goes that if you love yourself,
save yourself.
You save yourself.
对不对？
Right?
但是主耶稣讲的是相反。
But what Jesus was talking about was completely different.
所以这就人就没有办法接受。第一个起来反对的就是得到启示的彼得。
So this is why man cannot accept this. And the very first person to rise up to against this was Peter.
我们也不会例外。
So we're no different.
所以这是我讲的第二篇 那今天晚上，今天早上我要讲什么的？第三篇。
So that was the second message. So today, this morning, I want to share on the third message.
要不要听啊？
Do you want to listen?
要啊，好。
All right. Okay.
要胆子要大一点。
So if you want to listen, be bold.
彼得前书。
So First Peter,
二章
，Chapter Two.
彼得前书二章
，First Peter Chapter Two.
二十一节
，verse 21。
对，彼得前书二章二十一节，
so,
你们蒙召原是为此，因为基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行。
So, First Peter chapter 2, verse 21. For you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps.
你如果注意中文跟英文对比一下。
So if you pay attention to the difference between the English and the Chinese translation,
你发觉有一个词好像中文没有把它翻出来。
You discover there's a word that the Chinese version didn't quite translate.
有没有发现
？Did you discover this？
中英对照的时候。
So if you look at the、compare the Chinese versus the English version，
差哪一个词
？So what word was missing？
看不出来啊。
So you can't see, can't tell？
有一个词叫做 purpose。
There's a word, and that word was、is purpose。
有没有？完了
，So do you see this?
You see 有没有啊
？Can you see this?
Purpose.
So the word purpose.
Ah,、well, you have been called for this purpose. 那我们中文翻译，你们蒙召原是为此。这个意思是在那里，但是你如果不注意的话，你就没有觉得这里它的那个。目的性，那个目标性。
So the Chinese version, if you read real quick past, you kind of miss that, that what it's really trying to say, that you, there's a purpose in this calling.
对，我们中文就是一个词嘛，对不对
？So the Chinese didn't quite translate that.
那我要强调的是，这里有一个目的。
So what I want to emphasize is that there's this purpose.
我们蒙召乃是为着这一个目的。
We were called for this purpose.
有没有抓到这个点
？So are you able to understand this key importance?
我们现在读的这是彼得的书信。
So what we're reading now is written letter by Peter.
他这个时候也可以说他人生来到他马上要结束。
So we could say that he's at a point where it's towards the end of his life.
他写了彼得前书跟彼得后书。
He wrote First Peter and Second Peter.
那你如果去看看在这一本书信里头它有两个词是反复出现的词。
So in these two books, if you pay attention, there are two words that constantly appear throughout the book.
一个词叫做受苦。
And one word is suffering.
你看到没有我们在这一节里面有没有这个词啊
?So if you pay attention, do you notice that
他提到的是基督也为你们受过苦对吧基督的受苦。
It's right here. Since Christ also suffered for you.
这个词你如果去看整本书的时候它一共出现十六次。
So if you read the whole entire book, you'll see that this word appeared, this word suffering appeared 16 times.
对。也就是说这是他在这本书里面要提醒所有、各地的基督徒们。
In other words, this is what he wanted to remind all the Christians of in his
letters. 我们跟随主的人。
And that is,Those of us who follow our Lord,
我们要心理上有一个预备
and that we need to be prepared.
今天主为我们完成了这伟大的救赎
Today, God fulfilled this entire salvation for us.
然后叫我们在这个世界上为他做见证
and call us to be a testimony for him.
那他在这里就提醒我们，这一条路一定有一个因素是不会少的
And he reminds us that while we're on this road, this path, there is this one element that will always be there.
他讲了，再讲，再讲，再讲，一共讲了十六次。
And he talked about this element again and again and again for 16 times.
那你就知道，在彼得的心里， 这件事情是他最重的一个负担，对吧？
And so you know that because of that, this matter is the most weights the heaviest in his in Peter's heart.
这件事为什么有受苦？他讲我们蒙召就是有一个目的的。
And so on this matter of why we suffer, it goes to the fact that there is a purpose to us being called.
也就是说，今天主愿意从天上来到地上。
In other words, that today the Lord was willing to come from heaven down onto this earth.
他愿意来付这个最大的代价，他上十字架。
And he was willing to pay this heaviest of prices and to go on to, on the cross.
我们蒙恩的人的第一个理解就是说，神啊，你要救我们，因为你要赦免我的罪，所以耶稣为我死，我信他，我就是罪得赦免。
And so for those of us who have been saved, our first understanding is that God, because you want to save us, so Lord Jesus went on the cross for our sins, and so if we believe him, then we're saved.
这个理解对不对？
So is this understanding correct?
没有问题，百分之百是对的。
Absolutely, that's 100% correct.
但是这并不是主耶稣来到地上救你的原因。
However, that is not the purpose for our Lord Jesus coming to serve.
他的目的比这个更高。
His purpose was higher than that.
我们罪得赦免，这只是第一步而已。
Our sins were forgiven, that's only but the first step.
如果你 只停留在这一步，你就把他的救恩看得怎么样？太狭窄，太小了。
And if we only stay within that step, then we have underestimated his salvation.
That's right.
His purpose.
所以保罗就有不，这里彼得就有一个负担，要我们每一个被救赎的人，把我们的眼光继续看在这位救我们的耶稣的身上。
So Peter had this desire is that for all of us who are saved to cast our eyes further down the road.
那在这一句话里头，他就是说，这里有一个目的的。
And so in this passage, he said there is a purpose.
也为着这目的，他召我们。
And it's for that purpose that he called us.
好，我现在要问。
And let me ask you this.
我们在座每一个基督徒。
So everyone sitting here, all the Christians.
阁下蒙召了没有？
Have you all been called?
啊？要不试试看？
Want to try this?
知道自己蒙召的举手。
So those of you who knows that you've been called, raise your hands.
好，谢谢，放下来。
那
其他没有举手的，请问信主的举手。
So for those,
没有，刚刚没有举手的啊。
For those who
你已经信主的举手。
For those who did not raise your hand,Now let me ask you this.
那我们今天来了好多还没信主的人。那我得好好传福音了。
So it looks like we have a lot of non-believers, so I need to work hard to spread the message.
福音是什么？这第一件事情我们要认识的。
So we need to first understand what is the gospel.
福音是讲到神爱世人。
So the gospel talks about God loved man.
我们都是他创造的。
That we are his creation.
但是人没有听从神的话。
But man did not listen to God.
我们走自己的路。
Walk our own way.
所以我们就变成罪人。
So that's why we become sinners.
所以今天在这个世界，
So today in this world,
人类的历史，不管有的人相信是几万年，有的人相信是几千年，这个长短我们先不去辩论它。
For our human history, some may believe it's tens of thousands of years or several thousand, doesn't matter.
人一直活在一个事实里头。
But the truth is that man have been living in this reality.
这个事实是什么？
And that is.
我们被罪与死辖制。
And that was under the bondage of sin and death.
今天的新闻，你不管上电视、上报纸，你所看见的都是一大堆很可怕在人的社会中发生的罪的结果。
If you look at the news, whether it's the printed media or TV, you'll discover that it's full of these very, very horrible news about.The sinful nature of man.
小的在个人身上，大的在整个的社会，甚至整个的国家。
On a small scale, it might happen on somebody. On a larger scale, it might happen to entire country.
我们知道什么是善。
We know what is good.
但是我们做不到我们心目中的那个善。
How we can't truly achieve that what we know is good.
我们也同时知道什么是恶。
But we also know what is sinful.
但是我们如果是一个诚实的人，你就会发现。你常常做你不愿意做的事情。
But if we're really honest with ourselves, we'll admit that we oftentimes do things that we do not want to do.
我们的良心常常控告我们。
Our conscience constantly,
所以人是在罪的底下做他的奴仆。
And that's why man oftentimes is enslaved under sin.
最后的结局是什么？是
死亡。And the eventual result is that
不管你是贫穷、富贵、聪明、愚拙。在死亡面前怎么样？一律平等。
Regardless of whether you're rich or poor, whether you're old or young, that in the end it's all the same, that we all die.
我们为什么有这样的一个命运? 因为我们是在罪的捆绑里面。
And why do we all end up having the same fate? It's because we're all under the bondage.
那什么是好消息?
So what's the gospel? What's
好消息就是这一位创造世人的美上帝, 他爱我们每一个罪人。
And the gospel is that this God who created all of us, the creator of this universe, he loves us.
他为我们开了一条路。
And he opened this new way for us.
这条路就是他的儿子亲自来到这个地上, 走了33年半, 在这个地球上。
And this new path is that his son came onto this earth and walked for 33 and a half years.
他把神的旨意讲给我们听。
And he showed us, he preached us the word of God. And he did good deeds.
但是人并不接受他,
but man did not accept him and nailed him on the cross.
表面看起来是一个悲剧。
So on surface, this is very sad.
Tragedy.
This is a tragedy.
但是实际上神用这个悲剧 来释放了整个人类在罪恶死亡的辖制。
But yet, in reality, God used this tragedy to release man from the bondage of sin.
他的死, 流出他的宝血。
And he died, and so his precious blood was shed.
人只要相信他, 你的罪就因着这个宝血得到赦免。
And man, as long as we believe in him, then because of the precious blood, we're our sin.
然后他从死里复活。
And then he was resurrected.
他能够胜过死的咒诅。
And he was won over the curse of death.
因为对世界上所有的人来讲,
because to every single person in this world,
死是 one way, 就是, 有进没有出的。
Death is a one way street.
但是只有一个人, 就是神的儿子, 他死了, 他进到坟墓里去了, 3天以后, 如他所说, 从死里复活。
Only one person, and that is the Son of God, that he was able to, after he died, he was able to he was resurrected after 30 days.
因为他是无罪,
for he was sinless.
他是无罪的神的儿子, 因此他胜过罪。
Because he was the sinless Son of God, and because of that, he had victory over death.
好, 对每一个基督徒来说,
and so for all Christians,
他的死解决了我们罪的问题。
So his death dealt with our sin.
他的复活呢?
What about his resurrection?
让我们得着一个新的生命。
And that allowed us to receive this new life.
这个新的生命就可以胜过什么? 这个罪恶的捆绑。
And this new life can win over, has victory over the bondage of sin.
所以圣经称这件事情叫做重生。
And that's why the Bible called this a resurrection.
所以这件事情是神的儿子在2000年前为我们每一个人做好了,做成功了。
So this is what the Son of God finished for us 2,000 years ago.
他对我们只有一个要求。
And all he asked for of us
这个要求就是相信他,接受他。
Was that we believe in him, accept him.
所以在座我们大部分的基督徒是走过这个心路历程。
So all Christians, Christian here, we have all walked this path.
我们尝过救恩的滋味, Amen.
And we've tasted the taste of salvation.
那现在我要让弟兄姐妹按照今天我们要讲的，这里有一个呼召。
So today I want to show brothers and sisters here that according to this, we have a purpose, we have a calling.
这个呼召是什么?
And what is that calling?
啊? 我们念一次。
Again, let's read the verse
你们蒙召原是为此, 因为基督也为你们受过苦, 给你们留下榜样, 叫你们干嘛? 跟谁啊?
For you have been called for this purpose since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in whose step is in his steps.
所以用简单的话讲, 这个呼召是什么?
To put it simply, this calling is what?
啊? 他怎么走?
We were called to how he walked.
你也怎么样? 跟着走。
We follow.
听懂了没有?
Do you understand this?
你要注意他怎么走的这条路。
Pay attention to this. Understand that how he walked this path.
那这个呼召是什么?
And this call is?
你相信他以后。 你就要答应他的呼召，跟随他。
And that is, after you believe in him, then you need to respond to his calling and to follow in his step.
这句话难不难?
Is this really hard to understand?
讲容易。
It's very easy to say this.
做难死了, 对吧?
It's very, very hard to actually.
所以这就是对每一个基督徒在我们成长的神为什么把我们留在地上?
So this is something that every Christian needs to go through. And why God leave us on, remain on this earth?
如果主耶稣救我们那一天，我们一信耶稣，马上被提上天堂。 Hallelujah, 赞美主, 那真是好。
And if every Christian, the day that we believe in him and become Christian and we raise into heaven, wouldn't be that great.
神的很多的麻烦，很多的眼泪，很多的这些七七八八的事情，我们到天堂去见主，不是最好了吗？
It wouldn't be great that we could leave all these sufferings and tears behind.
但事实不是如此。
But that's not the reality.
神要让我们在这个地上走一条路。
God wants us to walk this path on this earth.
主耶稣在 约翰福音14章自我介绍的时候，曾经有一个名字， 他说我是道路、真理、生命。
In John chapter 14, God, our Lord Jesus, when he introduced himself, he said that he is the truth, the way, and life.
他的次序是道路。
So he's, the order is that he is the way,
真理,
and the truth,
生命,
and life.
对。 这是主耶稣的名字。
So this is the name of our Lord Jesus.
你知道在这个《使徒行传》里头，
So in Book of Acts,
那些基督徒跟随主的人，
So those disciples who follow our Lord,
早年那些人， 这个基督徒三个字并不存在。
So in the early days, the word Christian does not exist.
这是后来的事。
So this is something that came along later.
这是13章以后的事情， 在《使徒行传》13章以后才有基督徒这个三个字出现。
So the word Christian only appeared after chapter 13 of Book of Acts.
就是从, 哪个教会? 安提阿教会以后的事了。
And so this started after the Church of Antioch.
但是在13章1章到12章这个这一段时间, 地上已经有教会了, 有基督徒了。
But since chapter 1 through 12, the church already exists at that time and there are Christians.
但是那个时候没有这个三个字基督徒这个教法。
So there were Christians, but then the word Christian did not exist
那,
at the time.
那时候的人称这一群叫什么呢?
So what did people at that time call this group of people?
你们去读《使徒行传》的时候，有没有去注意到这个小小的细节？
If you go and read Book of Acts, did you pay attention to this detail?
在开始那一批人，他们很奇怪的，这个世界从来没有看过的。
So in the very beginning, this group of people, they are novel to the world. They never seen.
世界的人观察这一群人呢，就觉得他们走的路跟我们走的路不一样。
And so the people of this world, they realize, they discover that this particular group of people, they walk a path that's different than ours.
第一，他们常常就是耶稣长耶稣短，这个已经够奇怪了。
For first thing is that they always say Jesus this, Jesus that. That's strange enough.
对不对？他们天天聚会的。
And they all gather every single day.
所以他有礼拜一、礼拜二、礼拜三、礼拜四、礼拜五，天天都是礼拜。
So they go worship on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and so on. So every day they go worship.
然后最奇怪就是他们人生，他们的人生的方向跟我们的人生方向完全不一样的。
And the strangest of all was that their life's purpose was completely different from ours.
你看中文的圣经的时候不太容易察觉这个词，但你英文圣经就比较容易看得出来。
So if you read the Chinese version of the Bible, you won't really discover this word, but if you look at other translations.
我们中文圣经在《使徒行传》翻译的时候，信奉这道。
And in the Chinese translation, it translates at the people who describe this group, the Christian earlier, as the people who believe in this
doctrine.
This doctrine.
但是实际上不是信奉这道指的doctrine说的，不是讲的教条说的。
So this is not, pointing to what they say doctrine is not.
你去看英文，他就说 walk on this way， 他就说行走在这个道路上的人。
The English version translates to describe this group as those who walk on this way.
就是走路的人。
So people who walks.
听清楚了哈。
So.
这个就是基督徒身上一个最特别的一点，他们这一群人不但天天聚会，而且他们是一个走路的人。
And so this is the part, that's the important part, that this group of Christians, not only do they gather each and every day and praise and worship, but they also are people who walk. And what's so special about this path, this road?
去教会。
So, is it true that they go to church?
是，他们是去教会。
True, yes, they do.
但是你如果注意看，他们走的路跟前面他们所信的那个耶稣那个人所走的路是一个样子的。
If you pay attention, the path that they walked is the same as the Jesus whom they believe in, who walked.
就是这节圣经所说的。
And that's what this passage says.
耶稣为你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚踪行。
Since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps.
主耶稣在地上怎么走？
So how our Lord Jesus walked on earth?
他被骂不还口。
And how he was shouted at and he did not call back.
他被钉十字架，还为钉他十字架的人祷告，求父神赦免他们，因为他们做的他们不知道。
He was nailed on the cross, and even on the cross, he was praying for the people who actually put him on the cross. He was praying for the Father forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing.
所以主在地上所走的那个路，是跟地上任何一个人走的路是完全不一样的。
And so the path that the road that Lord took while on earth was completely different.From anyone else.
而那条路到哪里去呢？你要注意他的路的最后的目的地。
And you also need to pay attention to where eventually that road leads to.
目的地，主耶稣最后走到哪里
？Where did Lord Jesus eventually end up?
啊，从十字架复活，显现门徒，然后在橄榄山怎么样？升天到父的宝座。
And so, Lord Jesus went from the cross, was resurrected.Showed himself to the disciples and then was raised at Mount Olive.
好，所以你就知道这是进到荣耀的路，因为主耶稣最后升到高天的时候，父就高他为主为基督。
And so this was a path of glory for him. For when once he reached the end, he was raised up into heaven and the Father anointed him and called him the Lord.
神赐他的名超乎什么？万民之上的名。
And he gave him a name that was above all other names.
对不对？
Right?
主耶稣自己说，父已经把天上的、地上的、地底下的所有的权柄怎么样，都赐给他了。
Our Lord Jesus himself said that the Father had already given him authority that's in heaven, on earth, and under the earth.
这个时候他的地位是以人的地位接受这一个荣耀的。
And so he received all this glory as a man.
对，这个时候他是站在神当初要造亚当的时候的旨意来达成在耶稣的身上。
And so he was fulfilling the will that God had originally far back when God created Adam.
所以他才呼召我们。
And so that's why he called us.
他要我们信他的人跟他走。
He wants all those of us who believe in him to follow.
走完这条路，你自然而然就达到什么？一起说了。
Because only when
与他一同受苦，将来呢，要一同得荣耀。
And so only when you walk this path together with him, then can you suffer with him and also receive glory.
所以这里的秘密，这里的这个秘密就是一同受苦，它不是痛苦而已，它后面有一个什么？一同得荣耀。
And so the mystery.Here is that not only do you suffer together with him, but that's not the only thing. But eventually, you'll also enter into glory with him.
好，我们再看一节圣经。
So let's take a look at another passage.
格林多后书。
Second Corinthians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第四节到第十节。
Verse 4 to 10.
格林多后书。
Second Corinthians.
第一章第四节到第十节。就是哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians chapter one.
这边是后书嘛，对吗？哥林多后书一章第四节到第七节。
So So verse 4 to 7.
我们弟兄一节，姐妹一节，轮流读，好吧？
So we'll alternate reading, a brother read one passage and then a sister read.
中英文都可以。
So we'll read Chinese English together.
弟兄请。
So brothers first.
我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰遭同样患难的人。我们。我们受患难呢，是为叫你们得安慰、得拯救；我们得安慰呢，也是为叫你们得安慰。这样安慰能叫你受我们所受的那样的苦楚。好，这段话。最常出现的是哪一个词？
So in this passage we just read, which word appeared the most?
安慰，但是前面一定有另外一个词。
Comfort, but before comfort,
患难，对吧？苦楚。
There's suffering.
对，不管患难也好，苦楚也好，都是同样一件事。
So word affliction or suffering, that's the
same
thing.
所以这个词汇，安慰这个词汇，在哥林多后书保罗就用了。
So the word comfort appeared, Paul used it 20 times in 2 Corinthians.
所以你若注意，这个苦楚是每一个基督徒跟随主的时候会发生的。
So you discover that this word affliction will happen for every single Christian who follows the Lord.
对吧？我们在，那你看他第一句话，我们在一切患难中。
And so in the first passage says, we are all, in all our affliction.
那如果说一切患难有一个 all 这个字的话，它就包括什么样的患难呢？
So if it's all encompassing, using the word all, it must include what?
有的患难是你自己找来的。
So some afflictions, you ask for it.
有的患难是你人家加给你的。
And some other are added to you by others.
对吧？所以有各式各样的患难。
So there are different kind of afflictions.
所以不管你是遭遇怎么样的患难。
So regardless what kind of afflictions you may be going through.
你注意看，保罗说，
pay attention.
他就安慰我们，谁是他？
So pay attention, it says that he who comforts us. So who is this?
这里的他是谁？
Who is this one who comforts us?
是我们的主。
It's our Lord.
对不对？所以你就知道，保罗要提醒我们，是我们是跟随主这条受苦的路。
So Paul wants to remind us that yes, we are, in order to follow our Lord, we walk this path of suffering.
好不好走？不好走。
Is it an easy path? No, of course not.
难过不难过？是很难过。
Is it really hard?
对吧？
Have a hard time? Yes, of course.
但是保罗说，不要怕。
However, Paul said, "Do not be afraid."
因为当我们在各样难处里头
，because while we're in all of our
suffering, 不管你的难处是什么，是你家庭的问题也好，你的工作的问题也好，你的健康的问题也好，各式各样。
And but he said that regardless of what our afflictions may be, maybe it's due to our family or work or health, all kinds of affliction.
他就安慰我们
，He will comfort us.
安慰这个词。原文的翻译的意思是什么？用一个形象的说法。
So to use a very descriptive way to explain this word comfort that the in the original text that was used.
这里这个翻译叫 corner.
It uses the word corner.
那两个字。
Call near. Sorry.
Near.
It was two words. It originally describes the word call near.
对不对？我老婆摔断脚了。
And so my wife broke her ankle.
她怎么样叫我 call near 呢？
So how did she call me to go near?
她有个铃铛。
She has a bell.
一摇。
So when she rings it.
我不管在干嘛。
I don't know whatever I was doing at the time.
乖乖坐在旁边。
I need to put it down and go to.
仆人静听。
So the servant is listening.
就是一个在。患难中的人
，so a person who is in affliction，
如果只有你一个人是蛮可怜的，对吧
？If you're the only one， it's quite sad。
所以 你在患难中你盼望什么？
So when you're in affliction, who do you hope the most?
有人在你旁边。
You hope to have someone else
对不对
by your side.
这个就是这个字的那个形象的一个说法。
So this is a very visual descriptive of that word comfort.
你坐在他旁边，你听他诉苦，你听他讲。
So if you're sitting
by the person, 他的难处。
And listen to them to tell you how they're suffering, what they're.
那主耶稣的话是说。
So Lord Jesus said,
与哀哭的人同哭。
And to cry with those who are in tears.
那有的时候哭不出来嘛。
But sometimes it's hard. You can't cry.
那只有说主耶稣安慰你。
And so all you can say to that person.
那你那时候有一种遗憾，为什么有的时候你能够安慰人，有的时候你安慰不了人呢？
So sometimes, why is it that sometimes you could comfort someone and sometimes
差别在哪里呢
？So where's the difference?
啊，你有没有曾经受过这样的苦
？The difference is in whether you yourself have also gone through the same type of
suffering
before. 对不对？
你走过这样的苦，你就能够安慰他；你没有走过这样苦，那叫做什么？啊？没感觉，对，
so,
是没感觉。
Only if you have gone through the same thing and suffered the same way, then you are able to comfort somebody. Otherwise, it's really challenging to comfort someone because
这段话保罗就在这里告诉我们。
So here Paul tells us,
我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，是指的主耶稣先安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那各遭各样患难的人。
So here tells us that.Who comforts us in all our afflictions so God comforts us first so that we will be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God.
哪一个先哪一个后
So which one happened first?
第一主耶稣先受过苦
So first our Lord Jesus first suffered.
然后我们受苦
And then we suffered.
这个时候圣经就说他安慰我们
And then the Bible says he then comforts us
对不对、
right?
当我们被主耶稣安慰了
And so when we have been comforted by
Lord Jesus
有一天
你看到一个肢体他也遭到同样的痛苦
Then one day you see another member of the body who was going through the same thing suffering the same thing
自然而然你就可以怎么样
So very naturally you what
去坐在他旁边
Then you go and sit by them
来安慰他
And comfort them
阿门
Amen.
这是他的次序
And this is the, how,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹我们前面讲的受苦说我们将来有荣耀那是将来的事
We say that we suffer now and then we have glory in the future That's in the future
今天有今天的意义
There's a purpose to today
神让我们在生命中有苦难
God allows to have this affliction in our life
保罗就提醒我们这个苦难不是为你受的而已啊
Paul reminds us that this affliction is not just so that it's not just for you.
你说这个苦难太惨了，是空前又绝后啊。
You said this suffering is too much. This is unprecedented.
但是主耶稣会告诉你，哦，前面已经有人走过了。
But Lord Jesus will tell you no.
曾经有一个大先知经过这样问题，你们记得是谁吗
？So there was a great prophet who suffered before.
以利亚。
Yeah, Elijah.
有没有？
Elijah,
他为神打了一场胜仗
He fought this wonderful battle for God.
把那个时候的假先知都打垮了
And defeated the
但是那个时候的皇后要他的命
But then at the time the queen wanted his life.
他就跑
And so Elijah fled.
跑了一天一夜
He fled for a day and night.
精疲力尽
He was so tired.
对不对
Right.
然后他在那里抱怨
And so he was complaining there.
那现在全世界人都离弃耶和华
And so he said that all the people of this world have been away from God.
没有人像我这样对你那么忠心的
And they turned away from you. No one is
可是神啊 我的忠心并没有换来任何的报酬 好处
But yeah, he said, God, my faithfulness to you had got me nothing.
现在皇后要我的命
Now the queen wants my life.
看起来你也没有救，要想救我的意思。
And also, it didn't seem like you.
所以他心里面是一团浆糊。
And so in his heart, Elijah was full.
他很痛苦。
The suffering, he was
in pain. 对不对？可是主耶稣告诉他什么事
？But Jesus told him what?
啊
，He said,
哎， 我还留下七千个像你一样没有向巴黎去寄的。
And he said that I have saved 7,000 people just like you who did not take, a need to bow.
是我们在受苦的时候，我们有一种感觉，好像只有我一个人在受苦，别人都不能懂我的苦难多难多多么难呢？
So indeed, whenever we're going through suffering, it feels like we're suffering alone that no one else could understand.
主会让我们看见，其实跟你一样走过同样的路的人还很多了。
The Lord will allow us to see that there are actually a lot of other people just like us that went through the same thing.
重点在哪里？
And the emphasis is where?
重点是我们没有一个人受苦，是白吃苦头的。
The important thing is that we do not suffer in vain.
我们最起码你会得着谁的安慰？
So at the very least, you'll receive comfort from whom?
主耶稣。
We'll receive comfort from our Lord Jesus.
像保罗写这封信的时候，
So like Paul, when Paul wrote this letter,
他受了多少的苦难
he went through so much suffering.
他甚至连活命的指望都没有了
So it's a point where he even doesn't have lost hope of keeping his life.
你到第八节你就念到这句话 我们只有念到第七节
So we stop reading it in verse 8, but in verse 8 he said,
对，所以你把刚刚我们念的这几节圣经你去看保罗是受极大苦的人，而且他的受苦是因为福音的缘故。
And so from the verses we just read, we understand that Paul is someone who went through great affliction, and he suffered this great affliction is because of the gospel.
当然，他盼望有人能够安慰他。
Of course, he hoped that someone could comfort him.
但是他在监牢的时候，可能只有他一个人。
But while he was in prison, he most likely was
没有人能够安慰他。
No one could comfort
him. 谁能够真正安慰他呢？
So who could truly comfort him?
就是爱他的主。
It's the Lord who loved him.
你记得另外还有一个人也有相类似的经验，他被放逐在巴摩海岛。
So if you remember, recall there's another one who, someone else who went through similar experiences as Paul did, and this person was exiled to the island of Patmos.
他几岁了？
How old was he?
九十多快一百了。
He was in his 90s, close
to 100. 这么一个老人。
So this old person, such a senior person,
应该在家终享天年。
Normally he should be resting comfortably in his home.
但是他没有。
But he didn't.
他为着信仰，被皇帝放逐到巴摩海岛。
But because of his faith, he was exiled onto the island of Patmos.
没有人理他。
No one was there for him.
谁安慰他呢？
So who comforted him?
谁来到他的身边安慰他呢？
So who came by his side to comfort him?
他说有一个主日
And he said, this on this Sunday,
有一个大的声音像吹号一样
There was this great voice as if blowing trumpets
向我显现
And a vision appeared to him
那个人是谁
who's that person?
就是他所侍奉的耶稣
It was Jesus
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
served.
So 在最孤单的时候你要知道你与谁最接近
So in your most loneliest of times, who are you the closest to?
主耶稣跟你最接近。
Our Lord Jesus, He is the closest to you.
超过你的先生，超过你的妻子，超过你的儿女。
Beyond the closeness you have with your spouse or your children.
超过你的父母。
Even your parents.
他是一直在你的身边。
He has always been there.
Amen.
By your side. Amen.
最后一个。
So last passage.
提摩太后书。
So 2 Timothy.
第一章
chapter 1,
第八节
verse 8.
提摩太后书第一章第八节
So 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 8.
我们一起念
So let's read together.
你不要以给我们主耶稣做见证为耻，也不要以我这为主被囚的为耻。总要按神的能力与我为福音同受苦难这一节圣经它提醒我们有一个原因受苦
So in this passage he reminded us that there is a reason for our suffering
这是第三个原因
And So this is the third reason
是什么原因为福音的缘故
So that reason is we're suffering for the gospel.
我刚刚在祷告的时候，我不知道你有没有注意，大概有人会问我。
So well, as I was praying, I'm not sure if you noticed this. Probably someone will ask me later.
我刚刚做一个很奇怪的祷告。
I prayed this a very strange prayer.
啊？什么祷告
？What was I praying about?
我说我们在这里聚会的时候，昨天在上海有一个教会在街上聚会。
I said as we're gathering and worshiping here yesterday in Shanghai, there was a church who was praying in the streets.
因为政府不让他们在聚会，在他们平常聚会的地方聚会。
Because the government forbid them to gather in their normal,
所以他们就上街了。
Normal place. So that's why they went on to took off the
street. 所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们在这里可以和平平安安的聚会，并不是当然如此的。
So dear brothers and sisters, the fact that we can worship here in peace, this is not a given.
在某一种状况之下，你就是不让你聚会。
Under certain circumstances, you will not be allowed.
对吗？
To
为什么？
Why?
很简单，因为你们信耶稣。
For a very simple reason that we believe in Jesus.
所以为这个福音，历史一直让我们看到一个事实。
And so history allows us to see this truth, this reality that for this gospel,
虽然我们基督徒聚会敬拜神是应该如此的。
So even though as Christians we ought to gather,
但是在谁的眼中不应该如此。
But however, in whose eyes this shouldn't be a fact.
啊，谁不喜欢我们聚会啊？
Who doesn't like us to gather?
不认识神的人，当然最后有一个老板。
Those that will be people who do not know God. Of course, behind them, they have their
那个老板就是魔鬼嘛。
So their boss is Satan.
所以我们在这里敬拜神的时候，魔鬼最不高兴嘛。
So we're gathering here to worship God. Satan is one who is least,
所以他就会让他的差役来拦阻，来破坏这一个敬拜神的事实。
And that's why he will send out his minions to disrupt the gathering.
那传福音也是一样的。
And so in the same way, so is
我们这个月有福音晚会哦，不要忘记要为这个祷告。
So don't forget that this month we have our gospel meeting. So please pray for it.
我们在那里传福音的时候，谁不高兴啊
？So when we're there sharing the preaching the gospel, who is the will be the least pleased?
魔鬼不高兴。
So,
所以自然而然的，他会让魔鬼让他的差役来破坏这个传福音的事情。
And so naturally, then Satan will send forth his minions to disrupt the matter of the spreading of the gospel.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
每一次传福音，你就知道是干嘛。
So every time when we preach the gospel, you know what?
打仗，谁跟谁打仗
？There's a battle going on.
啊
，between who?
就是神跟魔鬼之间打仗。
It's a battle between God and Satan.
打什么仗
？And what kind of battle are they having?
抢人的灵魂。
And as to the battle for people's soul.
对不对？所以每一次传福音就是一个属灵的征战。
So every time when you preach the gospel, you're it's a spiritual battle.
所以你就会发现。这个传福音这件事情是引动这个属灵界的一个征战的问题。
And so you discover that on the matter of the preaching of the gospel, initiates the battle of the spiritual battle.
保罗劝他的儿子提摩太说：“与我为福音同受苦难，对吧
？”So Paul encourages Timothy that
与我。为福音最后一句话。
Encourage him by saying that by join me in suffering for the gospel according to the power of God.
再读一节。
So another verse.
同样的这本书《提摩太后书》第二章第三节。
So same book, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3.
我们一起念。你要和我同受苦难，好像基督耶稣的精兵。
Suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus.
在这里，他把基督徒比喻成什么
？So here he compares Christians as
精兵
as soldiers.
但是很可惜，有很多的时候我们都是巧克力兵。
So, but unfortunately, a lot of times we're soldiers made of chocolate.
Right on. 巧克力兵好起来看起来蛮像样的。
So, what's so special about chocolate soldiers? They look the part.
但它的难处是什么
？But their challenge lies.
温度一高
，as soon as the temperature start rising,
巧克力就化了
，they start melting.
所以仇敌的势力逼迫一来，我们基督徒就软掉了，没有打不下去，这个仗打不下去了。
So when the power of Satan starts gathering, then we can't fight anymore.
保罗说：“你要和我同受苦难，好像基督的精兵。”
So that's why Paul encouraged and saying that to suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ.
所以今天我用这三句主耶稣的话。
So today I want to use these three passages from Jesus.
一个是让我们能够来因为受苦能够得着安慰。
And so on one hand, that because of suffering so that we can receive comfort.
因为你得着主耶稣的安慰，你就懂怎么样用这个安慰去安慰同样受患难的人。
Because only when you have received this comfort from our Lord Jesus, then you will be able to share and give forth the same comfort to someone else who is suffering the same thing.
第二，就是让我们能够来答应主的呼召。
And secondly, is so that we can respond to a Lord's calling.
这个呼召就是叫我们能够来因为传福音有一个受苦的心智。
And that's this calling is that because we are sharing the gospel, we have this heart of suffering.
因为传福音是一个征战，不是一个简单的事。
Because sharing the gospel is a battle. It's not a trivial thing.
你要把人的灵魂从撒旦的国度里面怎么样抢出来的
？Because you are trying to save someone's soul from the kingdom of Satan.
那既然是一个征战
，and because this is a battle,
第三个点就是你要做一个什么
？This brings the third point.
好的。精兵
，and that's you need to be a good soldier.
那精兵，什么叫做好的精兵？意思就是说你是要受严格的什么训练
？And what does it mean to be a good soldier? It means you need to receive this very hard training, rigorous training.
我常常讲这个以前我当兵的故事。
Oftentimes I share the story of back in the day when I was going through army training.
对，这个每次到了军营受训的时候。
And every time when we go to train at the military, go through military training,
我们原来都是老百姓
so we started out all as civilians.
根本不知道当兵是什么回事
I'm not a single clue what it meant to be a soldier.
所以我们一进兵营
so as soon as we entered into boot camp,
他第一件事把你脑袋剃光
the first thing is they'll shave your hair, shave your head.
第二把你老百姓的衣服脱掉
and took away your civilian clothes,
穿上军服
and give you military uniforms.
下面干嘛
？What's next？
啊，修理。
And to next to groom go
training
go through training。
对，这个 training 就是修理你。
So basically they'll discipline you。
让你把身上所有那个老百姓的那个生活习惯，通通被你打掉。
And to get rid of all traces of your civilian life。
叫你学一个有训练的生活。
So to in order so that you may learn a disciplined life。
几点钟起床
？So to wake up at a certain time。
几点钟吃饭
？And to take a meal at a certain time。
几点钟上课
？And to go to class。
几点钟跑步
？Or go through running training。
几点钟洗澡
？And to take a shower at what time？
叫你出来你就出来。
And when they call you to come out，
等等等等，你认为平常我就是很自然做的事情，可是到那里通通打乱了。
Etc. Etc. And all these things you take for granted。All been disrupted in boot camp.
连一个被折那个被窝都要折的跟豆腐干一样，有棱有角。
And even how you fold your bed covers,
所以
has a requirement to fold into.
他为什么这样子修理你
？So why would they need to put you through such training?
因为我们太散漫。
It's because we're so undisciplined.
我们的生活都是很随意的。
Because we in our civilian life we're so.
但是你要当军人，你要当精兵。
However, to be a good soldier,
你必须是一个什么？有训练的人
，You have to be someone who's well trained.
每一个动作
，Every single movement.
就是从最简单的学起。
You learn from the very basic.
神常常有的时候就把我们放到这种环境里头。
And oftentimes God will place us into such circumstance.
看起来是对付你。
So on the outside, outwardly, it seems like he's dealing with you.
把你整得够呛。
And it caused you go through affliction.
你就说：“哎呀，主啊，早点死了算了，拉倒。”
And you think, "Oh, I might as well just die right now."
不，神并不想要你死了算了，他要你好好的活下去。
But that's not the purpose of God. He wants you to live well.
但是他要训练我们成为一个基督的精兵。
But he wants to train us to become good soldiers for Christ.
因为你是有任务在身上。
Because you have a mission.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
你知道你是有任务的吗？
Do you know that you are someone with a mission?
第二，你知道你是有呼召的吗？
And secondly, do you know you've been called?
怎么回答这两个问题？
How do you respond to these two questions?
低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
亲爱的主
Dear Lord,
我们感谢你。
We want to thank you.
因为你高抬了我们。
For you have lifted us high.
你不但用你的宝血来拯救我们。
Not only did you use your precious blood to save us,
你更是用你自己的美丽的旨意来呼召我们。
You also called to us with your wonderful will.
有份于你的儿子。
So that we have a part in your son.
他怎么样在这地上生活为人完成你的旨意。
How he lived on this earth and to complete your will.
今天你要我们每一个得拯救的神的儿女也照样跟随他的脚中行。
Today, you want every single one of your children who you have saved to follow our Lord Jesus' footsteps.
主啊，我们就求你把这样的心智赐给我们。
And so, Lord, we pray that you will give this heart to us.
当你让我们遭遇各样的患难。
And that is that when we go through all kinds of afflictions,
你安慰我们。
That you comfort us.
让我们也能够用你给我们的安慰去安慰同样患难中的弟兄姐妹
so that we can use that same comfort to comfort those brothers and sisters who are going through the same.
你在这一切的训练里头，你造就我们成为你的精兵。
So in all this training you put us through, you turn us into your good soldiers.
能够为福音打美好的仗。
So that we can fight that wonderful fight for the gospel.
主啊，当我们离开这个世界的时候，我们能跟保罗一样说，那美好的仗打过了。
So that when we leave this world, we can say the same thing as Paul said, that we have fought that wonderful fight.
求你这样做工在我们每一个人身上。
So please do this work on every single one of us.
听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayers.
奉耶稣基督得胜的名。
We pray in Jesus' victorious name.
Amen. 谢谢。